lead you to a strong and resilient family life. And I just want to clarify that when we talk about family, did you talk about this earlier? When we talk about family, we are talking about maybe it's parents and kids living under the same roof, but family could also be the two of you as a couple. Maybe at this point in life you live alone, and so family for you might be that circle of influence that God has given you in life, right? The people that God has given you the opportunity to influence for him. So when we use that term family, just think about what that is looking like for you. And last weekend, Pastor Ben kicked off this series by talking about that commitment that we make to each other in our family circles, right? That all-in commitment that makes a family a strong and a safe place to be. And I go back to last Sunday and Kira's wedding, you know, and the commitment that she and Nate made to each other, till death us do part. We are all in. And if you see those commitments, like from a biblical perspective, those are covenant commitments, a covenant commitment. The covenant commitment that God makes with us is, I am all in with you no matter what. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, you'll never change my love for you. You'll never change my value, the value that you have in my heart. And last weekend, Pastor Ben talked about Faith 5 as a family practice, something, you know, a simple practice you can do every day, and a practice that if you do it regularly, will, without fail, strengthen the bonds of your family, of your marriage, of your relationships with your kids. And it's just simply at the end of the day, the person who goes to bed first has the opportunity to call out Faith 5. Rest of the family, no matter what they're doing, everyone's got to pause, you know, computers, TV, all that, pause, come together, and for just 5 minutes, share a quick high and a low from your day, share a Bible verse, right, and maybe have a quick discussion. Well, how does that Bible verse tie into the highs and lows we just talked about? Have a prayer together, and then send everybody off into the rest of their day. Because you know, just like I know, that there are days when life is so busy, you get caught up in so many things that you don't even look each other in the eye for a whole 24 hours, right? And so to have that time where you pause and look at each other and connect with each other and connect with God and do that on a daily basis, that will, over time, in itself, that practice will strengthen the bonds of your family. So today, I want to explore the flip side of this commitment coin. Pastor Ben talked about the commitment we make to each other that makes our family strong and solid. And today I want to talk about who we as a family together are committed to. And so who is your family living for? Who is your family living for? And I want to take you to the words that Jesus says in Matthew 5. Pastor Ben just read them a few minutes ago when he said, Jesus said, you are the light of the world. And it is not apparent when you read that in English, because English doesn't distinguish between the yous, but really it's a y'all. It's plural, right? Y'all are the light of the world. If Jesus were here, he would have said it that way, right? Y'all are the light of the world. And that's because this kingdom life, the spirit life that we have, is lived out in community. The essence of it is love, just like God is love. And it's lived out in the community of your marriage, the community of your family. God lives it out in the community of the Trinity and invites us into that community of love. That's what this life, this eternal life stuff, is really all about. And a family that does not know or talk about its purpose is really probably a group of individuals, each kind of going their own way. A group of individuals living under the same roof, maybe. When in fact, what God says is your family has great purpose. You are the light of the world. And in fact, I really want that thought to kind of soak into your mind and your heart. And so I want all of us to say that together today. I want all of us to say, we are the light, we, your family, right? We are the light of the world. Ready? One, two, three. We are the light of the world. And I know what you're thinking. Pastor Joel, you obviously don't know my family. But I do, because your family is a lot like my family. We are still, our kids are in their 20s, and we're still finding out things that happened years ago that we had no idea. This last weekend, we got together for the wedding. I heard the story of the time Chase and Garrick were out in the snow, and Chase was punching Garrick so hard that he passed out. Hadn't heard that story before, right? We are not the light of the world because we're living some kind of perfect life together, right? We, the Morgan family, we are the light of the world because there's something true of us that is true of your family as well. And that something is laminin. See, I first heard of laminin in a Louis Giglio sermon, and because I'm a little bit of a science nerd, I really kind of grabbed onto, I love this idea. And laminin is a protein molecule in your body, and it's one of the basic building blocks of your body. In fact, if you know how concrete is put together, laminin is like the rebar that runs through the concrete that keeps it tied together. It's like the glue that ties your body together. And when I saw a laminin molecule for the first time, I was blown away. I mean, it was so incredible. You know, anyway, you probably want to see a laminin molecule. This is what it looks like. This is the protein molecule that is holding your body together. And in fact, I have a picture of it with an electron microscope. This is what it looks like. Isn't it crazy that the protein molecule that's holding your body together is in the shape of the cross? Yeah. And that, for me, creates a picture of something, a really powerful truth that Paul talks about in today's passage from Colossians that David read just a few minutes ago. And Paul says this in that passage: "The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation." You know, we believe, because of John 1, we believe that Jesus was there as the Word at creation, and everything was created through him. Paul says, "For in him all things were created, things in heaven and things on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things." And you ready for this? "And in him all things hold together." Isn't that? So who is holding your family together? Monday this week, my racquetball buddy Jeff texted me this picture. And this is the car that his 18-year-old daughter Amanda was driving when she was in a head-on collision. And when that car went to the junkyard and Jeff showed up there to like get some things out of the car, the guy who was at the junkyard said, "I'm so sorry for your loss." And because he assumed someone had died in this accident. But in fact, Amanda walked away with just a few cuts and bruises. I mean, she was okay. About a month ago, one of our son Garrick's hockey buddies was in an accident as well. And if you looked at that car, it was, you know, nothing like this. And his friend Sean died in that accident at age 22. So who is holding your family together? If you think you are the one holding your family together, you're going to discover sooner or later that that's an illusion. Paul says we are being held together by the one who is the firstborn over all creation, the one through whom all things were created. We are being held together by Jesus. And he's not holding us together by saving us, protecting us from sadness or injury or tragedies. And he's not holding us together by preventing us from saying and doing things to each other in our families that are hurtful, somehow making us into these perfect Christian families. He's not holding us together like that. He's holding you, your family, and he's holding my family together through the cross. Because you see, sin builds walls. That's a principle that is throughout Scripture. Sin divides us from each other, and it divides us from God. The powers of darkness in our world want nothing more than to set us against one another in our marriages and in our families and in our friendships. And Paul says this in verse 19. He says, through Jesus, God reconciled to himself all things by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. So the cross is the thing that makes it possible, makes a way for us to be family in God forever. And that means no matter what happens to my family, no matter what happens to your family, because Jesus is holding us together through the cross, we belong to each other forever. So we are the light of the world, as Jesus says, even when our hearts are broken. So at Sean's funeral, hundreds of people gathered to remember Sean and to celebrate his life. But more than that, all these people gathered together to express the hope that we have, that nothing, even death, can separate us from the love of God and from being family in God. Even death doesn't separate us forever. One day, all things will be made new because Jesus is holding us together through the cross. But you know, tragedies like Sean's are really not the greatest threat to our families, right? Because the things that threaten our family the most are not the things out there. The things that threaten our family the most are the things in here, in our hearts. Think about how selfishness impacts your marriage or your family. Anger, jealousy, words that are remembered for years. It's no wonder Paul says in Galatians 5, he says, if you bite and devour each other, watch out or you'll be destroyed by each other. He's been in my house, probably your house too. And if you think being the light of the world, that Jesus is calling your family to be the light of the world, if you think that means somehow making sure these things never happen under your roof, you'll pretty quickly feel like a failure as a parent. Remember, Jesus is holding your family together, not by preventing hurtful things from happening, but by making a way through when they do happen. He calls us to love each other and to forgive each other with the same generosity that he has forgiven us. And what makes your marriage or what makes your family the light of the world is grace, the cross, at the center of that relationship. To be the light of the world is to take in God's grace and then to practice that same grace with each other and with those around us. To say, you know, we are not a family that holds grudges. We work through differences. We are not a family that seeks revenge, that seeks an eye for an eye, but we're a family that forgives and even prays for those who are against us. We are not a family that lives only for our safety and our pleasure, but we risk and we share to protect and to care for those around us because we trust that Jesus is holding us together through the cross. And I'll tell you know, with the cross and with that kind of generous grace at the heart of your family, you'll bend with the winds of change and adversity, but you'll remain strong at your core, in your marriage, in your family. And the forgiving love that you have, the grace that you have, that will be the light to those around you. So who is your family living for? You know, one way we encourage our families to live an inside-out life is through our 10,000 Reasons campaign. We have a fund here at the church. It's the 10,000 Reasons Fund, and it's available for either CGS communities or for families to claim some of those funds to help someone else, someone who is in need. So for you as a family to come together to see someone in need, maybe another family, to come together to have some funds available to you to make a difference for those families. The Reardon family, I know, has been serving kids in the underprivileged kids in the Sycamore School District and making life better for them. Our staff team came together and helped an elderly couple who had had a series of setbacks and were just at a really difficult place. And for them, like a washer and dryer just made all the difference in the world. The Winicky small group came together to help one of the families, homeless families that are with Family Promise, to buy some things for the kids and to encourage them. And those are the same things that you as a family, you as a couple, could do for someone in need beyond you. There are funds that are available for you to be a blessing to those around you. And you can find out more about the 10,000 Reasons Fund on the missions and outreach page of our website. You are the light of the world. And it's Jesus through the cross who is holding us together in our families. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for the gift of family, and thank you for holding our families together through the cross. Fill us with your grace that we might reflect that same generous love to those around us. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.